Oh, here we are, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock, and you cannot believe my joy when into the studio walked Penelope Menier. She is the mover and shaker behind Workshop 17, where we have launched our new podcast studio and recently launched our new very exciting media platform called Bolito Connect. It was a lovely event, and Penelope was... has returned from Cape Town for a couple of weeks to oversee developments at Workshop 17. Welcome to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
And you've been watching the surfing and loving the weather because Cape Town is so
dismal.
Very cold and wet.
Wet and dismal and freezing and
Yeah, but it's got culture, you see.
Absolutely.
Cape Town's got art and culture on steroids. And we've got the surfing.
And we've got recycling as well, which is great.
You've got recycling Cape Town.
Yeah, which is really great.
Are you implying that we don't have recycling here?
I haven't seen much of it, but just saying.
I'm sure we don't.
No.
I haven't seen any of it.
No, I know. No, very much part of a Cape Town ethos.
You see, Cape Town, it's a different world.
Totally.
It is, it kind of works, which is lovely.
Yeah, it does work.
In the sense, and it has a very cosmopolitan feel to it.
Lots of internationals.
Yeah.
Like you just said, I mean, he is a South African that bought that apartment, but definitely living abroad. So,
yeah,
most certainly. But it's lovely to be back and lovely to be on the show and lovely to have you guys moving into our space soon, which is very, very exciting. We thoroughly enjoyed the event the other night and are looking forward to seeing how it evolves, the new media platform. I think it's a great opportunity for lots of new businesses and for people to just find out what is the best of Bolito. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Workshop 17, for those that are listening and hearing about Workshop 17 without much pre-knowledge of the subject, it's shared working environment, but not in the traditional sense where everyone sits in an open space. You can do that, but there's more to it. Let's unpack the premise.
Yeah, so we've been going for 12 years, and we have 14 Workshop 17s around South Africa and in Mauritius. And really the premise around it is that it is co-working or workspace solutions more so. Which really means, in a nutshell, that it offers everything from corporate solutions for meeting rooms, boardrooms, larger private offices, which is like a bespoke office solution. So you can come in and, for example, Yoko, we've just done a build for Yoko, a standalone build for 500 of their teams. So it is a Workshop 17, but actually it's Yoko by Workshop 17. So really there are a lot of different working solutions for the modern entrepreneur, large-scale businesses, enterprises, and just the solo entrepreneur.
Because there was a trend away from the corporate world, when especially during the pandemic it was, and people were working from home and then discovered that working from home is not really that exciting because, well, you've got the pressures of home life and business life and then trying to draw a line between them, sometimes very difficult. So rather than going back into a corporate environment, many have decided, well, there is a better way, which clearly is what Workshop 17 has discovered and exploited in the nicest possible way, creating a very professional opportunity like a salesman, but it's not like that. A very professional environment in which to interact with clients, with team members, with staff. There's a potential for international collaboration. It's all fully connected in every sense of the word and a very comfortable space with all the mod cons one could possibly wish for in a very interesting, beautifully simplistic but stylish furnished environment. And it's quite easy to see that how many young people have taken to... The idea. Just reading about the fact that people aren't dating traditionally anymore.
I tell you
all working.
We need to change that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite boring, isn't it? But anyway.
What, online?
Yeah,
because, I don't know, have you ever seen anyone put a picture of themselves online that actually looks like them?
I mean, my LinkedIn doesn't look like me. I look great in that picture. Just saying.
We all have a version of ourselves that we think, But I've always thought, well, how silly is that?
Yeah.
I think you should rather put up a version of you that is maybe not so flattering, because then when you're finally meeting in the flesh, there isn't a disappointment factor. No. In fact, it's rather
lower
pleasant.
Expectations.
You look much better in reality than in your photograph.
Absolutely, absolutely. Add on a couple of years. But just going back to Workshop 17, and I think what you said is, we like to say it as a premium workspace solution. I think why there's been such a massive kind of trend towards moving back to these, let's call them co-working or workspaces, is because it allows people to work on their terms, and it's really flexible. And so particularly for the people that are working for themselves, they can come and go as they please. And I think coming back here in the last couple of weeks, it's starting to get under my skin, Belito. I never thought it would. And I'm enjoying the space, and I'm enjoying the people. And what we've really found, and I think this is why we're introducing this new product, which has actually really been introduced, called Club 17. We've kind of discovered that there's a big coffee culture in Belito, particularly with the young entrepreneurs and small teams. They go to these coffee shops and they sort of sit there for a couple of hours, buy themselves a couple of cappuccinos or whatever it is that they might be drinking. And then at the end of it, they've spent X amount. So we are trying to tap into that market to give them the opportunity to have a really fully flexible space that works for them on their terms. Mm. So we're really excited to launch this new product. We've got a lot of value adds that will be part of this product. We've partnered with a number of local brands, and we'll be rolling out, added benefits, whether it's your sneakers cleaned at a much higher discount, or 25% off, or on the move. We've got a premium discount with them. We're looking at Kiko to get sort of, free saunas and ice baths. So looking at how we can activate the local community and add that to as part of the value add, and create more interest and a sort of a dynamic workspace for younger entrepreneurs and not so young entrepreneurs.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the right platform to get the message out. That's a good thing. Maybe we should do a raft of ads that will extend the... Because you know what it's like.
Yeah.
We're talking at the moment, and this will go up as a podcast. Yeah. And there'll definitely be a shared and knock-on factor. But, radio works extremely well as a kind of aggregator. So the more that the mentions are placed across the timeline, more people hear. And
absolutely,
that's the news that makes a lot of sense, particularly for anyone looking to either start a business without having to go the route of finding premises, tying themselves up to leases that are, in some cases, punitive, parking problems when you discover that the building that you've gone into only has one parking bay for you, and your clients can't park anywhere. These are the realities, especially, Belito, funnily enough, now we've been here long enough to see.
Yeah.
Lots of commercial space has gone up with very little thought to parking.
No, that's huge. You don't want to end up like Cape Town. It's a massive problem.
It is a huge problem because parking is always at a premium.
Yeah.
And particularly for business, you're not going to arrange to meet somewhere where you can't park.
No, definitely not.
It just doesn't make sense.
Take out the hassle out of it.
Yeah. So the fact that there is ample parking around the Workshop 17 precinct makes a lot of sense. Yeah, and easy access as well. I think a lot of folk don't realize. Because when you talk about the location that Workshop 17 is in, they say, where is it? Oh, it's at the Junction Shop. Whoa.
I know. People
shopping centre. Oh, yo. Yeah. And I agree with that. I mean, the shopping centre that we are in, let's face it. I mean,
listen, you're going to see a lot more of you on that side. Eh?
I'm just suggesting that a shop, a regional shopping centre tends to be a very busy hub of the great unwashed at certain times of the week, in the month, and the year. And therein comes a certain, shall we say, turn-off factor. What you have done, and I think cleverly so, is it's separated completely. Yeah. It's almost like you're in a little building on its own, with its own access, literally. Yeah. You go into the underground parking, and it's got its own lift.
Yeah. You don't need to speak or touch or be around anybody else.
You do not need to rub shoulders with the great unwashed, dear
with
soul.
Nobody.
You can be completely hermetically sealed if that's what suits you. Then if you want to rub shoulders with the great unwashed, you can do that
as
well.
Absolutely.
I'm being nasty, but you know.
Yeah, absolutely. No,
there is that element as well. So, yeah, you are safe, you are secure, you are, in a sense, I'm going to say isolated from the potential rub factor of the great shopping crowds, because it's very separate.
Oh, yeah.
And very, I want to use the word exclusive. It is. I find it very exclusive. Exclusive in the sense that you've got space to breathe.
Yeah.
The caliber of people that you are co-working with that I have met so far, all charming and delightful in terms of, you know, the type of it's people are there to work. They're not there to mess around.
They're there to work I think what I've really found here is that people, the kind of the same rhetoric that keeps coming up is that I just want to get away from home. I just want to have some, even if it's 3 days, so I don't have to worry about the dog barking or the washing or, and I'm lonely. I hear that a lot. So like I'm lonely just being at home working remotely.
Yeah.
And I think there's been a big shift for people that have moved down to this area because they could have during COVID. And now they want to get back to start, not so much socializing, but I also hear people say, I don't even need to talk to the person next to me. I just want to know that there are people around.
Mm.
So that's also a big factor, you know, just having that community of people around.
So this club, what do you call
17.
It? Club 17.
Yeah.
How does it work? Do you take a membership?
Mm-hmm. So you talk about, and I like that earlier when you said you don't want to have the hassle of these long, painful terms and conditions where you go to a traditional place and you have a lease for 5 years. So it's really simple. You come in, you take out the membership. It's month to month. If you want it for longer, you can. But you have a month to cancel it. So you can either take 6, 12. Obviously, it's better to take a longer one. And it's 1,500 Rand, including that. And this gives you access to the space Monday to Friday business hours. You have full access. Parking's included. You have access IT support, tech support, access to all the community activities and activations, which is great. You have access to the platform, the organization. So that there are, and then obviously all the value adds.
Wow. I mean, that's cheaper than a gym contract.
You can't go and have a coffee every day and a croissant at a cafe. You'll end up spending more.
Yeah.
So it's just a kind of no-brainer.
And does this give you a kind of hot desk situation? You park yourself where you feel comfortable.
Yep.
And there's lots and lots of space, and you're not going to be fighting, like in the gym, fighting over that machine because it's so packed.
No. So, I mean, obviously, we're not about, you know, creating a sardine, like, you know, pack everybody in. And you've seen the space. It's very airy. It's got a lot of room to breathe, a lot of room to think. And we have a lot of breakaway areas, sort of pause areas, which are great. And then, obviously, people can tap into those little VC booths. So if they've got a meeting, they just pop into one of those soundproof booths and take their meeting. They've got an hour in there.
And I absolutely hate public restrooms. I don't know why.
Ours are very nice.
I was going to say, this for me is one of the biggest attractions.
Okay. I know where you'll be.
No. It's not that I go, you know, I don't like that. I don't even like talking about these things. But the point is that I had to quickly change a shirt our function the other. And I thought, where can I change? Bathroom. I found it absolutely
great.
There's space. You don't feel like the person coming in is next to you is going to intrude in any way, shape, and form. I want to congratulate whoever designed that space, because it is the nicest public convenience, if you can call it that, that I have been in, and I don't frequent these places too often by choice. No. But when you occasionally do need to go, it's very lovely to know that it is as comfortable and as private and as secure and as upscale.
And big.
And generous.
Yeah.
Generous. You could change your entire outfit and probably, you could probably live in there. But don't do that.
We won't do that. So those are our designers are fantastic. They really integrate all the senses. And they're very considerate of space and kind of the, you know, pain points that people feel and when they go into these things, exactly what you just said. And once again, when you go into the space, you can see how it flows. It opens. It's very modular. We can close off certain areas, open up certain areas. So it lends itself to flow, which is awesome.
Now, I think the idea really is if anyone is considering the options that are available, it's a good place to start by physically taking yourself for a wander along and looking and feeling and meeting and just experiencing the space for yourself and the facilities that are on offer. Is that something that you allow?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We love people popping in and we're getting more and more. I think word of mouth is the most powerful form of advertising. So it definitely is picking up quite significantly. And we have a lot of people walking in, coming in. Can I have a look around? Can you show me the space? We welcome it. So, yeah. And, you know, we're always open to if people want to come and try it out for the day. We absolutely welcome that.
Mm. Yeah. It's you say word of mouth is a powerful. It is. It's also your worst form of advertising if you've got a problem because you can't control the narrative.
Yeah, sure.
Someone's got a bee in their bonnet. They spread the word. Believe me. And in Belito, that's kind of the national pastime.
We should make sure it's a good.
Let's trash someone.
Oh, wow.
Because we can. I'm just being. But you see those keyboard warriors, and they do a huge amount of damage. We don't like that.
Yeah.
What clearly is a great idea. You, if you're listening and you're keen to find out, go and see and feel and experience for yourself. And that's the best way, I would imagine, because it really does sell itself in that sense.
Yep.
So don't listen to anyone else's opinion, because we're all different. Rather just go and check it out. And if it rings the bell and ticks the box, then you know it's for you. We have done that. It's great. And we look forward to extending our radio studio. A lot of people think Life and Style is just a little radio studio at the Lifestyle Center. No, this is probably one of the smaller aspects of what we do. We've got a large team in Cape Town. We're in the publishing business and we're in the digital space in a large way. And now we have expanded the digital space into podcasting and soon the vodcast as the cameras go in. And it grows and continues to grow. So we're very happy to be spreading and looking around at what space offers us the opportunity to do that, where we can be comfortably gregarious, shall we say. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. No, we're looking forward to that. Nice bit of injection of energy and positivity and noise.
Well, we'll try and keep it to a minimum because that's how we roll. We're very considerate of everyone. You know that.
Absolutely.
But there it is. Workshop 17 and Club 17, a very exciting innovation designed to keep the local economy buoyant and make it grow and flourish and fly. And you're at the Pro this next 2 weeks, I believe.
Yes. So we're actually going to be part of the VIP area. So if you are visiting and you are coming down to the VIP lounge, you can work off Workshop 17's Wi-Fi. And we'll be there to chat to you about Club 17 and obviously watch the surfing.
And if you're not a VIP, I'll give you the password.
I haven't even told you the password, so you don't know. You can't tell anyone.
My very special guest, Penelope Meunier,
is the
face of the business that is Workshop 17, and we will continue the conversation.
Fantastic. Look forward to it.
Hopefully see you at the Pro shortly. And the morning show continues.